This is Ozarks at Large. Jamie Hall, a.k.a. Snake Eyes, a.k.a. Jumpsuit Jamie, is the frontman for the self-described Cajun Zydeco bug band Snake Eyes and the Bug Band. The local group will perform at 2 p.m. June 29th at the Fayetteville Public Library as part of the Mountain Street Stage Summer Music Series. Earlier this week, Jamie, wearing a maroon jumpsuit, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio along with his bandmates Mark McGee, Ray Palmer, Mike Rickard, and Kevin Watkins. During our conversation, I asked Jamie to explain exactly what bug music is.
Well, bug music was my idea to, with our music, originally, when I first started playing accordion, my intent was to make music that imitated or reminded you of a summer's night on the bayou. I grew up on a rice farm, and we didn't have much air conditioning. We more used a box fan, so we'd have the windows open at night, and there'd be this cacophony of bugs and frogs and whatnots and geegaws, and I wanted to recreate that with percussion instruments. Like they do in Brazilian samba. You know, earlier we were talking about the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo and the to make bug sounds and have an accordion as the lead instrument.
You guys kind of mix the Cajun Zydeco sort of sound. Where did your love of that kind of music come from? Are any of you Cajun?
No.
Okay. And you said rice farm. Where?
Yeah, in Southeast Arkansas.
In Southeast Arkansas, okay.
I tell people I'm from L.A. That's Lower Arkansas.
Lower Arkansas. That's right. Okay.
But me and a buddy years ago, I guess it'd been about 30 years ago now, maybe longer, hitchhiked down to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and saw Cajun and Zydeco music and went nuts for it. I mean, from the first note. So when I got back to Fayetteville, I traded my guitar for an accordion, for a keyboard accordion, because Cajun accordions are about as plentiful as unicorns. And so I beat around on it. I was, as a 19-year-old, I was absolutely resolved that nobody was going to show me anything. I was going to teach myself. I was going to be like John Lee Hooker, Lightnin' Hopkins, heretofore my heroes on the electric guitar. And so I would play it for a week, put it down for a month. Play it for a month, put it down for two. But finally, painstakingly, got to where I could play a few tunes on them. But consequently, on the keyboard accordion, all the songs are my songs. I write all the songs that I play on the keyboard accordion. And then on the Cajun accordion, I play purely traditional Cajun music and Cajun French. But I've only been doing that for 5 or 6 years now.
What is it about that kind of music that, you know, really inspires you?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. And I've wondered that myself. Why was I so smitten, so taken with that music so immediately? I mean, and it was a feeling like I was coming home. And I've queried a couple of Cajun musicians about that. Why would I love this music? I didn't grow up Cajun. I'm not Cajun. I'm not from the culture. I've never been exposed to it. And yet, instantly, I was adopted it. And then I told, we had the Lost Bayou Ramblers that played up here at George's, Andre and Louis Michaud, brothers in the band. We were over at Arcega's, eating a crepe, drinking some coffee, talking about it. And I said, what is it? And I mentioned that I grew up on a rice farm. And they said, that's it. He said, we've talked about this before, but between us, he said, it's those pumps, those relift pumps that pump the water out on the rice. He said they have a certain rhythm, a certain pounding rhythm. And he said, Cajun music follows it exactly. And maybe that's why I felt like I was coming home when I heard it. I don't know. Good explanation as any, I reckon.
I think so. Well, the sound of music is heavily influenced by the instruments that you use. So I want to ask a little bit about the instruments. I understand an accordion and an upright bass. And Ray, you have a fiddle.
Yeah.
But when I've talked to you before, it's a very different style of music with the old 78s, kind of that classic folk music. So do you have to approach this instrument differently in this band?
No, it's the same instrument. It's just a matter of trying to fit it into an ensemble with different instruments. You know, there's no banjos or anything. It's a little bit different playing with an accordion, but it's a similar approach.
Well, don't you play a lot more doubles in Cajun than you do in old time?
Yeah.
What are doubles? I don't know what that means.
Well, you play a lot more double stops, and there's a lot more. I'm more a part of the rhythm section.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take solos in Cajun music, but a lot of the time, you know, you're playing for a dance. People don't exactly want to listen to the music. They're just kind of, they need something to dance to. And so a lot of the times we're kind of filling the we're making noise for people to dance to, mm-hmm. and so
it's the groove.
Yeah,
thank God, because if they were just listening, they'd notice all the mistakes. Do you know what a double stop is?
I don't.
That's hitting two strings at one time.
Okay, there we go. And Mr. Rickard, you mm-hmm. brought in an instrument that you said you don't normally play because we had talked about doing acoustic. What is it?
That's a resonator guitar. Before the electric guitar was invented, the arms race in guitars was to try to get them louder. Mm-hmm. And that's why they eventually have invented the electric guitar. Because a normal acoustic guitar really can't compete with a band full of saxophones and trombones and so on and so forth. So before the electric guitar technology existed, that was an early attempt to make the loudest guitar known to man. And technologically speaking, it should be an obsolete dinosaur, mm-hmm. except for the fact that they sound really cool. And if you're going for a certain 1930s kind of sound, it does it better than anything, because it was state of the art at the time. So it's kind of a brand new instrument that sounds instantly old. And the reason I brought that is I normally play electric guitar with an amplifier cranked up with this band, because we're pretty loud ordinarily. But when we play unplugged, a normal guitar would get lost. You wouldn't even notice I was playing. But that guitar can compete with the volume of accordions and fiddles. And
okay. And Mark, you normally play washboard?
It's on the waltzes I'll do a little triangle, or sometimes if I feel relaxed enough, you know, when Ray and Mike are doing their guitars, their solos back and forth, trading off during the waltzes, you know, I'll tend to bring my harmonica and play, because that's harmonica, as Jamie is telling me, that's it's an integral part of the Cajun music itself, so I don't feel very bad since I've got like 200 harps and I can use one of a few.
And he's good, a lot of too. He's good on the harmonica.
A lot of it's in my key, in the key of C, so I got plenty of C's. That's usually the universal one. But playing the rubboard, it's a blast.
You called it a rubboard. I guess I've always called it a washboard. Is there a difference?
Well, the original name is
Frotois. That's the official name.
But what happened was, I think it was Clifton Chenier, who's the legendary king of Zydeco, mm-hmm. He took a piece of sheet metal to a guy, I guess at a machine shop or on a job he was working, and wanted him to make something like a washboard. But a washboard is something that you actually wash clothes with. You've seen them in that mm-hmm. wooden frame, and they've got that little metal ridge dealy bopper. Well, this whole thing, it's a vest that's completely the metal. It's stainless steel. And it's got probably three times the surface area of the biggest washboard you've ever seen, and that's all it is. And so it fits on your body, and it kind of moves with you. And I'll tell you, it's something to see when Mark is really getting with it. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody looking at anybody else.
Yeah, the crowd loves him. He's see people in the crowd looking at him and pointing and going.
Right. I mean, he ain't got no sense. He ain't much to look at. But then when he gets that rub board, people can't take their eyes off of it.
Yeah. Well, I love sharing it with kids.
Sure.
You know, I mean, for them for me to put it on them and put spoons behind them, they really don't know what they think, like they're Demetrius and the Gladiator. You know?
Yeah.
They got the shield on, like, oh, you know, that's the way they have to learn to not be shy.
Well, you left the rub board at home this evening, but before we started recording, you called and then ran down over to
Cold Sound Warehouse, and I was there earlier, and I know they kept a lot of musical instruments, and I asked him, "So you got a cabasa or anything?" And he said, "Well, I got this gourd thing. It's got beads on it." And I said, "Well, I'll be there in a few minutes." So I drove up there, and I said, "I'm gonna borrow it for about an hour."
Anything you'll get the same sound out of that?
I think
so.
Have
you tried that before?
No, I know it'd wake up a bunch of sleeping dogs. I know. Yeah,
we'll run all the rats out of the building.
I think it'll be fine.
Well, yeah. I look forward to hearing that in a bit. Yeah. Now,
yeah, we're sort of anxious about it ourselves.
I think it'll be fun. Now, Jamie, the band formed somewhere around 2005. Is that correct?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No, sometimes I find myself in the kitchen at home and wondering what I'm doing there. So I started
playing
trying to remember 5 minutes.
So yeah. We first started met and played together at Peace and Justice Center in 93.
Oh, 93.
Was it 93?
I moved to Fayetteville in 94, and Mark was my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And I had been playing in bands in Little Rock when I lived there, and I was didn't know anybody to play with. And
that's right.
Mark said, well, we need a guitar player. Why don't you try it? So I've been playing with Jamie since 94.
Okay.
Did take a break and moved away for a few years. But we can,
well, that's 20
we
years.
Can say we've been playing together for 20 years. There was a five-year hiatus in there where we didn't play together because I moved out of state.
Well, but sure. Too.
Yeah. But it's simpler to say we've been playing together since 94.
There's only one accordion guy in town, and that was you.
Yeah, I'm the best accordion player on my block. I'll have you know.
But Kevin's the new guy in the band. And
How did you get in this band, Kevin?
Well, there is a wonderful thing that happens every other Tuesday night at Bear's Place, mm-hmm. where they play traditional Cajun music, and you would be amazed at the musicianship. They just kind of have a Cajun jam. Kind of invite people to come in and play. Matter of fact, Keith Grimwood from Trout Fishing in America, the bass player, is playing Cajun fiddle every other Tuesday night up at Bear's Place. And
a lot of people don't
know
that.
Never played upright bass. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, Keith, can I try out your bass? And so I just started playing, and then something wonderful happened.
Well, Kevin passed the personality test, too. We all love Kevin. And it keeps a good bass line.
Yep.
Plays good. Yeah. Doing better every day.
The next thing I want to know is Snake Eyes and the Bug Band. Where does that name come from?
Well, the Bug Band we already talked about, right?
Sure.
With the Bug Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a friend of mine noticed an unfortunate habit of mine years ago. When I'm really getting into something, my eyes roll back in my head. You know, like a snake does when it strikes. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of girlfriends horrified that noticed that same thing. Huh. So yeah, it's funky, it's okay. Weird. I know, but thank God I'm not aware of it.
Not aware of it. Just name the band.
It fits. That's all right.
Yeah, Snake Eyes and the Bug Band.
Got it. Okay. Well, Jumpsuit Jamie and your cohorts, would you guys like to play some music for us?
Why, sure enough.
Certainly. You bet.
So let's see. We'll do a traditional Cajun number.
Okay.
We'll do a two-step.
All right, well, I guess we'll play La Flamme d'Enfer, which translates to The Flames of Hades.
That was Jamie Hall, Mark McGee, Ray Palmer, Mike Rickard, and Kevin Watkins, who together make up the group Snake Eyes and the Bug Band. They will perform a free concert at 2 p.m. Sunday, June 29th at the Fayetteville Public Library. More information about the band is available at snakeeyesandthebugband.com. And if you'd like to find out more about the nickname Jumpsuit Jamie, as well as why the band's frontman enjoys giving dance lessons, tune into Weekend Ozarks at Large next Sunday, that's June 29th, to hear more from this conversation as well as another performance.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Rogers, Alma.
Blues recording artist Robert Cray and the Robert Cray Band will be in concert August 30th at the Auditorium in Eureka Springs. Seating is limited. Tickets go on sale this Friday at the CAPC office in downtown Eureka Springs or online at theaud.org.